The Guardian.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
You never say anything.
No.
But you keep coming back to it. What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
You never say
this strange conversation, just going around and round endlessly in a sort of figure of eight, is performed by two very small sculptures, two figures leaning together slightly, each sitting on a little box. It's by the sculptor Juan Muñoz, and it's in his Tate Modern Retrospective. It's called Stuttering Piece, from 1993. And they keep coming back to it. This isn't really what I've come to see or to listen to. If you'd like to come with me through the galleries. Here we are, walking into this room. I'm a bit blinded by a spotlight, which is kind of pointed in my direction from the far side of the room where it sits on the floor. And to my left are two life-size figures, not like the two little men in the Stuttering Piece, which was one of the first sculptures Muñoz ever made incorporating sound, although he'd made radio works before. Here there's a man sitting on a stool at a table. The man at the table is turning as if the man on the stool a little further away has said something. We can't see what he's saying. He's turned away from us, again facing the spotlight, and he casts a long shadow along the wall. And if one looks at the shadow of the man on the stool, you can see that his mouth is moving, but he's not saying anything, or at least nothing that we can hear. Although whatever he might be saying could well be audible to the man at the table, who's got one elbow on the table, one finger pointing as if he's about to speak himself. And I can hear other voices, but we'll come to them later. I go up to the man on the stool. His mouth is articulated. His head is a silicon mold with an animatronic machine inside that makes his cheeks, his chin and his lips move. I remember once going with Muñoz in a long car ride right across London to somewhere out near Heathrow Airport to a company that makes models and special effects for the movies, where they manufactured these articulated talking heads. This wasn't the first he'd ever used. The first was, I think, in a version of his sculpture, The Wasteland, a little ventriloquist dummy that sits on a low shelf in front of an optically patterned floor. Maybe what's happening here is that the audience is the ventriloquist. We are the ventriloquists, projecting our fantasies of what this man on a stool facing the wall is saying. We imagine a narrative, even though there isn't one. It's difficult not to think of interrogations and interviews. Or perhaps what is really happening is just one of these elliptical conversations that don't go anywhere, as was happening in the Stuttering Piece. One of Muñoz's last works was Double Bind, that he made here at Tate Modern for the Turbine Hall in 2001, which opened a few months before his premature death. Part of Double Bind's inspiration was a text by Gregory Bateson and also some of the writings of R.D. Lang. One of Lang's books was called Knots. He imagined conversations between people that really devolved into these nonsensical, terrible speeches that undid the speaker and the listener as they spoke. And something similar seems to be going on here, kind of conversation that's unhinged. In about 1991, Muñoz got a friend, Lulu, to record conversations overheard in bars, on the street, on buses, metros, which she mingled with fragments from Harold Pinter, Pirandello, and various other playwrights and authors. These speeches all became a kind of horrible version of conversation and intimacy. Speech that turned against itself, writing that turned against itself. Conversations that undid as much as tied relationships together. And in Muñoz's work, there is a great sense of spatial distance and proximity between figures. He was a fantastic choreographer of space. And what's going on here with Shadow and Mouth begins with our entry into the room. The spotlight, the figure in the distance, casting the long shadow on the wall. The man who perhaps we don't see, first of all, as we enter the room, to our left, just turning, as it were, to stare at the back of the other. It's a conversation that we can't unravel. We don't know what happened before we walked in, and we don't know what will happen when we leave. All that we are left with is a sense of presence and absence. I can hear another conversation through the wall, beyond the last door in this exhibition. On a screen, the writer John Berger is performing a play in Madrid, which he and Munoz wrote together in the mid-1990s, called Will It Be a Likeness? It was originally performed together by the two of them for German radio. And now, of course, we have other actors, Berger, and substitutes for the other author, Munoz. Again, it's a story of presence and absence, and the voices echo in this empty space.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.